Mention of it, Pesachim continued.
So all of them got a clue that he's been walking with what? Even walking with what? So the male that means so even walking with walking, so it's a Kiddush and walking Suda, so it's no good. What does it mean walking with walking? That it's not good. So that means one cheder and another cheder in the same room. In the same room. But Mipino, so then it is mut. Mipino, it's mut. The gear yourself the leaf is Avon. Because so some of them have a new bias in Bibles. Avon, mocking, mocking. Avon, Mipino. We have bias. So boy, so the Kiddush is alright, or Avon Batakwite, that even Mipino, it's not alright. So that means. Now, so at first the Tzitzis said, "You have to ask the Kiddush, or have to show you something besides the Kiddush, whom you show Shom or Yishmak Kiddush." So that means, so that's the first washing Tzitzis before the Chumash Perashim. So Tzitzis says that the Ochin Dami, when the Shliach Tzibur recited the Kiddush in the Shul, so the Ochin were not standing in the Shul; they were standing in an adjoining room. So that means they heard. They heard the Kiddush, not in the Bishakness room itself, but in the adjoining room. And in the same room, they ate, so it's mamish. So it's alright according to one second. So it's alright according to everyone. Because even according to the girls of the week, because they could have eaten mamish in the same corner where they heard. They heard the Kiddush. Let's say, suppose the Shliach Tzibur recite the Kiddush here. And then the Anim stand in the kitchen and they hear the Kiddush. So then they eat there in the same spot in Loisipino. But then Jesus says, Ufimashi Perash, you mocking the Havais, Kishadaiti Lecha, the Mokimachir, Yesh Kiddush. So it's of the Shafia. So then we don't have to apply that the Ochim was standing in another room and they heard from far the Kiddush by the Shliach Tzibur. No, so it could be that the Ochim Danim were in the Shul itself and they heard that Kiddush. But their intention was, after the Kiddush, to walk out into another room and there to eat. So it's Kiddush, be mocking Shura. Yes, what is it?
Why is it the
Shabbos is less of a mitzvah than the Mekhaim Shabbos. That's a kasha. I mean, so that was, since a Sudah Shal Mitzvah, so is Mutar Mesachneses, so Mimele, so what's this is kasha? So after all, when is there Kiddush? And Yimei Achayu, there is no Kiddush. So Kiddush, there is a Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov, so Suda Shabbos is a mitzvah, it's Suda mitzvah. It's as much of a Suda mitzvah as a Bris Milah. So the answer is, that's a good question. I mean, there are some who raise that question. So the answer is this. When Tzitzis Shittah is that not every Suda mitzvah is Mutar Mesachneses. But only that kind of a Sudas Mitzvah where there is a preference, there is a legal to have it in the Shul. Masha'in came Sudas Shabbos. So of course Sudas Shabbos is a mitzvah, is as much of a mitzvah as Sudas Mitzvah. It's more of a mitzvah than Sudas Mitzvah, Sudas Shabbos. But is there any difference between Sudas Shabbos in your own home or a Sudas Shabbos in Shul? There is no difference. So the mitzvah consists in Eilat Shabbos. So there is nothing, there is no preference in having the Suda Shabbos in the Shul vis-a-vis your own home. So the mitzvah is in Masha'inke in Kiddush HaChidesh. So Kiddush HaChidesh, so the practice was to have the Suda, to have the Suda even the Bisamidosh. So of course, in other words, there is an Indian of having the Suda in the Shul. If it's impossible to have it in the Bisamidosh, so all right, let's say after the Chup is Amidosh, So at least in the Midrash Miat, see the Midrash Miat. So and Bris Milah. So Bris Milah, you see Suda Shabbos. There is no mitzvah, you know, of having a big Suda for your Rav. There is no hiddur in having a big Suda Shabbos, a one Suda Shabbos, let's say for 100 people. There is no hiddur mitzvah in that. All right, if you have a Suda Shabbos for many people in order to accommodate poor people or to have orchim, so it's a mitzvah because of Achmaras Orchim, but not because you have a Suda of a multitude of people. Suppose you will accommodate, let's say, 1,000 people by giving them meals, each one of the 1,000 in his own home, so you will be kind of a mitzvah. So there is no hiddur in having it, you know, in having a Suda for a multitude of people, be more careful. One second. Masha'inke, Bris Milah, so the Gemara in Shabbos says that it's a mitzvah to be Sameach in the Bris Milah. The Bris Milah. And the more you have the Bris Milah, the bigger mitzvah it is. So in the Melee, there is a hiddur in having the Suda in Shul rather than in your own home, for the simple reason that in Shul you can have more people at the Suda. So that's why it's considered in the Suda Shmita. Masha'ik in Suda Shabbos, there is no hiddur in having it in the Shul. Why? In your own home. So you cannot accommodate so many people. Who has to accommodate so many people? You want to help out? Ochim, fine, wonderful, send them their food to their own homes. They'll enjoy it even more. So there is no hiddur in having it in the Shul. Now, Teitze says here that Tamine Samin de Dehaloche, of what it is here, Shabobe, Al-Nayin Asuyeis, so that is only Shayach Lacha Chobon. After it doesn't mean Chobonon, Lacha Chobonon, after it was torn down. It doesn't make any difference. If it ceased functioning as a shul, so it's considered Lacha Chobon. That's Lacha Chobon. So then, Nay is effective. So we still have to resort to it now. Without it now, so he wouldn't be allowed to be Neikalus Reish in a shul, even a shul of Chutzloet, even Lacha Chobon, without it. But Itnai is effective. But where is Itnai effective? Regardably, Lacha Chobonon, only in the Bisakneses of Chutzloet, but not in the Bisakneses of Eretz Yisrael. Now, what's the significance of Eretz Yisrael? I mean, what is Eretz Yisrael to do with Bisakneses? So the reason I once years ago I delivered shiur on that, but now there is a shiur now there is a aloha of Eilah and the Midrash Miat. So the Yitzchak says in Seches Megillah Eilah but it is here so but in the Midrash. So but it is Bisakneses and Bisamedresh has a din of Midrash Miat. Now so the Arishayim who hold that there is Dushas Midrash Miat Midrash in the Bisakneses. The Rambam shittin like that, and the Yireim shittin like that. Now the Yireim says that the mitzvah of the Mikdosh al Piro, so it's necessary the Raise to have Meirev for the Bisamidosh. You're not allowed, you know, to walk with all your packages, you know, in the Harabais, because Yareiver the essay of Mikdosh al Piro. So according to Yireim, the same essay of Midrash Haitero applies to Bisakneses and Bisamedes because of the aloche of the Eilahem Midrash Miat. Midrash. The Rambam, it's mashma from the Rambam, it's from Mitzvah that he agrees with the Yireim. And from the Rambam we see even a bigger chiddush. There is a love of the Sasun King of the Shemel of Yichem. So in other words, if someone is native to Neven from the Azor, so is either allowed the raise of the Sasukina Shem of Yechem. It has reference to a Shem and to Kisvei HaKidesh and to the Azot to Bisamidosh. So from the Rambam in the Sifra Mitzvah it's mashma that not only is one either allowed of the Sasukina Shem of Yechem if he destroys a Bisamidosh, but if he destroys a Bisakneses, let's say he is naked to Neven, and Neven only be Nishul. So in Zevei are the love of Isasun Kina Shem Atichem. Malkes he won't be chayev. Malkes will be chayev only if he's naked and even from the Azor. Because the Ikalav has reference to the Azor. But because of the Aloche of the Eilu and the Midrash Miat, So it's nichlal in that love, in mimish miatu. So if someone will believe it in heaven at all, do any kind of destruction. In a shul, so will behave the love of Lissasati Hashem Gechem. So the Rambam will certainly agree with the Reim Shiteh that the Mikdosh HaTehor applies even to Beisak Vesis and Bisamedosh because of the Aloha of Mimish Miatu. So that's, so in other words, so according to the Reim and the Rambam, Kedusha Beisak Vesis is Kedusha, Midrais, Midrais, not only the Rambam. The Rambam is Chet. The Rambam in Megillah mentions the Neoniya, very Neoniya. So he mentions the Rambam. The Rambam is Chelik, and he says that Bisakneses does not have any Kedusha, does not have any Kedusha Midrais, but Midrabonon it has Kedusha. It has Kedusha. So then, in other words, what kind of Kedusha? It's like Tashmishi Kedusha. Tashmishi Kedusha. It's not Kedusha Atmi, but like Tashmishi Kedusha. So, that's the Rambam sheet, the Midrabon. The Ram is really keeping against the Rambam. And he says that not only does not the Bisakneses have Gdusha's Bisakneses Midrais, even Midrabon there is no Gdusha. It's not Tashmishi Gdusha. It's not even Tashmishi Gdusha. But all these halachas of being made Gdusha Bisakneses, not to be made Kalisration, all these things. So they are based upon the halacha of Tashmishi Mitzvah. Tashmishi mitzvah, so in there you need bizoy. So there is a loche. Tashmishi mitzvah, so we are not allowed to be named bizoy. Bishas mitzvah, so we are not allowed to be named bizoy. So what does it mean, shas mitzvah? Shas mitzvah means, as long as you can be mitzvah the mitzvah with it. So then, you're not allowed to be named a minig bizoy. And that is deduced from the passage in the Torah, Bishofach v'chiso, milami, sheloi, Yechasei uberagol, with David Kiso Adar. So he's not allowed to be Mechasei uberagol, Mishomar Kiso. He has to do it Rechovet, the Kiso Adar, not the Rabizoy. So that's the Aloche. So from that we deduce the general principle of Tashmishi Mitzvoy Neyadim Bizoy. But there's no Aloche of Dushi. So according to the Rambam and the Rambam, there is Dushi in the second. According to the Rambam, it's Mashman in the right of it. According to Rambam, Dushi only in the Rabbonon. According to Rambam, there is no Dushi, not even in the Rabbonon. But it's only, it has the same aloche like Tashmishi Mitzvah. Like Tashmishi Mitzvah. In other words, like Tzitzes. So what's the aloche? Tzitzes is not Tashmishi Dushi. Jewish on film, that's Tashmishi Dushi. But Tzitzes, that's Tashmishi Mitzvah. Tashmishi Mitzvah. So Tashmishi Mitzvah, Bizman Mitzvah, so many Mizrochim. Let's say, Tzitzes that still can be used for mitzvah tzitzis, not allowed to throw it away in the garbage. But suppose, let's say, it's shaloi b'shas mitzvah son, you're allowed even to throw it away in the garbage. So that's the aloche, b'shas mitzvah son, minon izron. Not allowed to be made izron. So I b'sakneses, according to the Ram, has a din only of tashmishi mitzvah, not tashmishi kdusha. According to the Rambam, it has a din of tashmishi kdusha, according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, it has a din of tashmishi kdusha midrash. So this reshite, obviously, is that it says Dusha. Whether it's Reis and Rabbonon, that I don't know. But not like the Ram. Teis Shite is obviously like the Rambam, or like the Rambam, not like the Ram. So that the Bisakneses has Dusha. Now, why does it have Dusha? What's the basis for the Dusha Bisakneses? The answer is this passage. Of Elohim the Mikdash Miat. So Bisakneses and Bisametresh is the lesser century. It's the Mikdash Miat. So it has Dusha. Mikdash has Dusha certainly. So the Midrash Miat also has Dusha. When in Christ, on the Rabbonon. Now, in regard to the Kedushas Bisakneses, Kedushas Bisamidosh, so we see from the Rambam that there are two Kedushas in the Bisamidosh, in the Bisamidosh. Now, many Achreinim raise the question against the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Rambam passes that the Kedusha Rishaino of Yerushalayim and the Mikdosh is Kitcho Rishaito Mikisho Rosimon. So Ezra, when he went after Eretz Yisrael, he did not have to be Mikavish Yerushalayim and the Mikdash in you. Because that Kedusha was not bought. The Kedusha, Rishaino of Eretz Yisrael was bought. So Ezra had to be Mikavish Eretz Yisrael in you. But the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Mikdash, that Shleime was Mikavish, was not bought. So the Rambam says in Bisapchire that Shleime was Mikavish. So in other words, Shleime was Mikavish Yerushalayim and the Mikdash. But the Gemara Dafchov, in the Gemara Dafchov, in Zmoch he says, Ki Kodish David Ateim Arekodish. In other words, that even the Tehillim of the Bisamilech is also Kodish. Is also Kodish. Ki Kodish David Ateim Arekodish. So the Roshan Agmore is Ki Kodish David. So we see the David was Mikadish, naturally. So I heard from my father, Zachary Zmoch, a very simple direct. That now the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvah, so he says, and also the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah, since Sefer HaMitzvah he says that Mitzvah Seser Libnei Bishamidosh, Shenema Avioso Vimidosh Vishacham Tzor. And the Rambam says that it's a Mitzvah Seser Libnei Bishamidosh, and he mentions not the Pesach was also a Midosh. But the Pesach in Rei, Amokim Asher Yifchar Hashem, Mishoch Nisib Rishu, Pesach Shomo. So he mentions that Pesach. He mentions that Pesach. So I mean, but the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs, Vosu Miyu Shechamde Viseichom, that's the mitzvah of being Tzadik. The answer is, there are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is a mitzvah of building a Bishamidosh. The Mishkan was also a Bishamidosh. Now, what you had in the Mishkan, you had Machne Shechineh, you had Machne Leviyah, you had Machne Yisrael. So in the Beis Shalomi, in Yerushalayim, so the counterpart of the Machne Shechineh is the Azor. The counterpart of the Machne Leviyah is the Arabayis. The counterpart of the Machne Yisrael in the Midbar, that's Yerushalayim. So the Mishkan was also Midosh. All the day of Midrash, and then when it was in Gilgal, and then in Shilei, and then Nei, Yivei, so it was a Midrash. But until the Bisa Midrash was built in Yerushalayim, in the Haram of Rio, so there was no special place where it had to be built. So it could shift from the Midbar to Gilgal, to Shilei, to Nei, to Yivei, it could shift. The moment the site of Haram Rio was selected, was chosen, so it's Peyeshiv Kivisil. The Shochri Sidri Shu Bosashom. I mean, Ashamokim Ashayifra Abishem. So that means it was chosen as the site for the Midrash. No other place. So that's Bisaprio. What does Bisaprio mean? That's the place. No other place. So that's a special Dusha of Dushas Bisaprio. So there are two Dushas. There is a Dusha of Dushas Hamikdosh. So the Mishkan has Dushas Hamikdosh, Gilgal has Dushas Hamikdosh, Shilei has Dushas Hamikdosh, Nei Given has Dushas Hamikdosh, but no Dushas Bisaprio. But then, once Yerushalayim was chosen, Aram Rio was chosen, Poyeshet Kirisiyah, Asher Yifchar Adishev, so then, it became affected with Dushas Bisaprio. So in other words, who chose Yerushalayim and Haram Rio? David chose it. So Peyishiv Kivisio, so the Kedushas Bisaprio was miscavenged by David. When the Gemara says in Zvochim Dafchov, Ki Kodish David Atim Arekilesh, so he has reference to Kedushas Bisaprio. Mashein Kein, when the Rambam says that Shlaimah was miscavenged, he has reference to Kedushas Bisamidosh. Now Rabbi Yitzchok said in Gile Daftes, he says, there Dafches in Gile, he says, Shomaiti Shemakrivim Bishchonim. But Aloch is not like that, like Rabbi Yitzchok. E Makrivim Bishchonim. And all the Rishayim say, except one Shita Tchuyim, but all the Rishayim say, that even according to Mandoma, that Kedusha Shniyah of Yerushalayim and Midosh is Loiki Chalosin Lovei, and we cannot do Makriv Kabones, and they became a Midosh, but Bomis are not Mutter. Not like Rabbi Yitzchok said that Makrim Bishonia, because Dusho Shmiro is like Kicharos in Love, so in Mele, Bomis are Mutter. You can be Makrim for Bomis in any place. Why not? But if Dusho Shmiro is like Kicharos in Love, so Haram Rio does not have any special Dusha, it's like Kicharos in Love. So the Dusha was Poka, so why shouldn't Bomis be Mutter? Why shouldn't be Bomis Mutter just as it was Mutter certain times? Before the Binyan Beis Aprio, so the answer is even according to Mandoma, the Dusha Shlio is Lukishos Lovei, so Yerushalayim in Haramariyot, does do not have, in the Kibazor, do not have the Dushas Hamikdosh, but Dushas Disapriyot they have. And as long as there is already a Dushas Disapriyot, so Bom is Arosa, because there is one place and no other place. So in other words, so there are two Dushas. So Mimele, Teitz Shite is, in as much as there is a halacha of Mikdosh Miat, Voeilem Mikdosh Miat. So it's a Dushas Hamikdosh in miniature. And according to the Rambam Yireim, Midraisa there is Dushe. So it has Dushe, it's a Misamikdosh in miniature. So just as in Mikdosh, we have two Dushes. We have Dushas Misamikdosh and Dushas Misakriot. So in the Knesset, we also have, in the Knesset of Eretz Yisrael, we also have Dushe in miniature, two Dushes in miniature. We have a Dushe in miniature of Dushas Misamikdosh, of a Mikdosh Miyav, from the point of view of Dushas Misamikdosh, and we have a halacha of Dushas of Mikdosh Miyad from the point of view of Dushas Misamikdosh. Where can we have a Dushas, a Dushas Misamikdosh or Mikdosh Miyad of Dushas Misamikdosh that it will never become bottom? In the Bisakneses, only as Israel, but not the Chutzlaret, because the Gemara says that are sitting but it is but Mitrosesh in the Chutzlaret. So in other words, the Batiknesias, all the Batiknesias and Batiknesias of Israel are destined to be transplanted now to Israel. So Mimele definitely itself, so it's not destined to be permanent. So only the Batiknesias now to Israel is destined to be permanent. So Mimele, the Kedushas Besapriro, Midrash Miat, from the point of view of Dushas Besapriro, that's only Shayach in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz. So that's why in the Besakneses in Chutz Loretz, so Tnai is effective. It's effective for when? Lacha Chobono. Because there is no permanence in the Besakneses in Chutz Loretz. Mashaim in the Besakneses in Eretz Yisrael, there is permanence. So Tnai is ineffective in Lacha Chobono. Because the whole Indian of Lacha Chobono is inconceivable in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Loretz is conceivable because they are not destined to be permanent in Chutz Loretz. But in Eretz Yisrael they are destined to be permanent. So Mimele, Tnai is ineffective in Lacha Chobono. Yes, what is it?
The Thanksgiving,
Shalom Shabbat,
do they have the same
Hagdara?
They have the same
Hagdara? Well, I mean, I cannot go into it, because I'm not giving a lecture, I'm giving this
but
whether it's the same Hagdara or not, that's a shot. It has to be discussed. Discuss it. All right. Now the Ramban gives another parents. The Ramban says, you see, Taisa from the Kasha, the Ochlu Bishos is going to be Plishte. But Bisakneses is also Achilu Isiye, it's Ikal Yisraelish. So Taisa from the Teres is wasn't the Bisakneses itself. The Ramban gives a different parents. The Ramban Shite is, Enoch Name, it is also to eat and to sleep, in Bisakneses. So why? Because it's Ikal Yisraelish. So it's Ikal Yisraelish, in other words, for a regular person to eat and to drink. But the poor people, they were the bias in Shul. That was their home. The Shul was the home of the poor people. I mean, where should poor people stay if not in the Sakhness? So Mimele, it's not a Kalusrej. That's the Shite of the Ramah. Alright. So in other words, because of that, so there is a heter. You know, the heavy shalashudis mishu. Actually, what is the heter? The heavy shalashudis mishu. I mean, because shalashudis is like every other sudas shabbos. So that's not the sudas mitzvah, because you can have it at home too. There is no special hido in having shalashudis mishu. So it's a sudas shabbos shalashudis. So the heter is based upon the shite of the Ramban. You get it? In other words, because according to the Ramban, so in other words, so the Amin, because they were nebais. They were nebais in the shul, so it's not a kalus reish. They are allowed to eat in the shul. So in other words, you have the shalashudis, for whom do you have the shalashudis? So you don't have the shalashudis for the whole world, so you have the shalashudis for the mispalim who constantly daven in the shul. So the melee, they can be considered as nebais. as the bias, so it's mutter. Now, what? So that's only true according to the shita of the Ramban. So that will be only true according to the shita of the Ramban, but not according to the shita of Tosfos. But emotions, where they have the shalosh shudas. And maybe I shouldn't say emotions. Maybe I should say emotions in New York. In Chicago, I don't know. I have nothing for me. So I know in New York. So emotions, the shalosh shudas takes place in Ezras Noshim. Not in the Ezras Noshim. Now, does an Ezras Noshim have Dushas B'Sakneses? So does the Chemed mention Simachlekes Achreim on that? Whether Ezras Noshim has the Dushas B'Sakneses? Now, what's the Shaila? So it's not because, it's not Chas V'Sholem because of the inferior status of women. Not that, that is not the reason. So why do many Achreim say that an Ezras Noshim does not have a Dushas B'Sakneses? Now, in the time of the Achreim, so the Ezras Noshim were consisted of the Yalom. And not the level. They didn't have, this kind of an Ezras Noshim on the same level. The same level with the Chitz. So it was in the Yalom. So in Meile, there are a number of Achreim who say, in the Zichemet you'll find them. So there are a number of Achreim who say that the Ezras Noshim does not have the Dushas B'Sakneses. Why? Because they apparently hold that when does something have a Dushas B'Sakneses, if the Aron Kodesh is placed there. But if the Aron Kodesh is not placed there, if the Aron Kodesh is in a separate Rishus, then it does not have a Dushas B'Sakneses. Because why does it B'Sakneses and Dushas B'Sakneses? Because of the Halacha of Mikdash Miyah. And the Rambam, when he mentions the B'Sakneses, so he says that we have to place an Aron Kodesh in the B'Sakneses, and that's Kinegedor. So it's Kinegedor. So in other words, when does it? So these Achreim hold that when does it have a din of Yiddish Miyat? When does it have a Yiddish Miyat? Only if there's an Aron Kodesh. But if, let's say, you have a shul and no Aron Kodesh, suppose you have a big shul, but the Aron Kodesh happens to be in a small room or in a closet. And whenever they have to read the Torah, so they bring in the Torah from the other room and they read it in the B'Sakneses. So according to these Achreim, he does not have a Dushas B'Sakneses. According to these Achreim, he does not have a Dushas B'Sakneses. And the Achreim will say, and since in those days, so the Ezras Noshim was in Galilee and the Aron Kodesh was on the lower level, not on the upper level, so Mevele, they say that he doesn't have a B'Sakneses. And the Achreim will say that it is that the Ezras Noshim has the same Dushas B'Sakneses that the Ezras Noshim, they hold that the Dushas B'Sakneses of Yiddish Miyad is not based upon the Aron Kodesh. Even without the Aron Kodesh, the fact that this is used constantly as a mocking tefillah for Rabbi, so Mimele it's a Dushas B'Sakneses. Now, so of course, so now in many shuls in New York where they do each other shuls, so it's in the Ezras Noshim, and even though they don't have a gallery, today gallery is very few shuls here in the gallery. So they have a mechitze. So, but it's in the Ezras Noshim, the Shalosh Shudas is written in the Ezras Noshim. So, Mimele, there is a kule, there is a basis to be matia, to each Shalosh Shudas, even according to the Shita of Tosfos, according to Ramban. So, it goes without saying that it's mutter. But even according to Tosfos, so we can be matia to eat shalashudas in the Ezras Noshim. Now there is no shaila that it's mutter to eat shalashudas here, because this is not, because first of all I don't know why the Aron Kodesh is now here, it shouldn't be here, it should be in the closet. So the Aron Kodesh is here only on Shabbos temporarily, because we have no other place for the daven. So the Aron Kodesh is not constantly here, so it is mutter to each other should see. Alright. I will walk in the hard base, perish in the head of the bias, or in the bias lawyer, my legally art, I will repeat and repeat and each kiddush, to hear that we hush if she will walk in the song. Or we come in that we should walk in, we come and we show them the bias of bias. Or we will shnei kiddush the bias, so on bias of bias. We will swore in the gals of oche, my pina and pina. So that's the gears of song. Tima mide, nire de haine tima slecha, that I'm going to say, you will be כי דאמרי שליט אין דה ואז דה אחר משעס ומוי ומי נתאגים על השם ומי נשאר בשעבס כאילו בסוכה היינו דווקא בשביל שלישי So Taisa says, why? Because there is a machlokes Hashem as to whether you have to eat passes Suda Shlishis, or you don't have to eat pass in Suda Shlishis. You don't have to eat pass in Suda Shlishis. I don't know why the whole world calls the Suda Shlishis Shalashudas. It's grammatically, it's incorrect. Shalashudas means all the three Shlishis together. So maybe from the point of view of Kabbalah, I mean, from a mystical point of view, we can call it Shalashudas. In other words, that the Suda Shlishis really embodies all the three Shlishis together. That could be. But it should be called Suda Shlishis. So Taisa says here, "V'mayu minita gimol lehashlim gimul sudeis." In other words, the Suda Shlishis to be mashed. So then Taisa says it's sofik because there is a man. He says "V'mayu." He expresses that in the form of the sofik. Maybe yes, maybe not, because there is a machlokes Hashem. So the other Hashem will say that Suda Shlishis you can be eaten even without washing. But just by eating, it can be zaynus. But the Asam Hashem will say, Dafkin be zaynus. And the Asam Hashem will say that you can be kind to the Shlishis even with pears. And not after pears of the Shiva Min. Even apples. So you can be kind to the Shlishis. But the Shiva Sarambam is that to the Shlishis, you have to eat pas and wash and meal like all the other, like the other two cities. The same way, in the Kodesh of the Rambam, you have to make better Kriya Geffen and Yalim with Suda Shlishis. So Taisa says, "V'mayu minitakum v'ashkim v'sushat v'besuke ha'nidashkim v'sushat v'shlishis ha'v'loi v'sushat av v'shachis she'n ikar v'shachis." So Taisa distinguishes between the first two Sudas and Suda Shlishis. So in other words, the Ikat V'Chavez consists of two suits. But there is a chiyuv of Suda Shlishis also. How do we know Suda Shlishis? So Ichlu Hayoyim. So three times is mentioned. So the Hayoyim is mentioned. So from that we deduce. But there is also Halacha besides the three times that Hayoyim is mentioned in Bishalach, instead of Bishalach. So the Tereskeim says in regard, of course there is a posik because Hashem is saying it, but that's a posik in Yishayol. That's not in Novi Hashem Lechalish Novo. But where besides the psukim in Bishalach instead of Bishalach, so where more deduces Shol Yisudeis because three times Hayoyim is mentioned. So there is the Tereskeim and Parsha Meir Mikro Kedesh Yerachem. It's mentioned in connection with Shabbos. It's mentioned in connection with all the other Yom Tevi Mikro Kedesh. Kacheyu b'machal, and Rashi mentioned it. Kacheyu b'machal b'mishteu b'ksus nekiyo. And Rashi says u'bitvila. Now that is not mentioned in the first game, but Rashi mentioned also u'bitvila. So it's mentioned Mikro Kedesh b'machal b'mishteu. B'machal b'mishteu. So it could be that as far as the posik of Mikro Kedesh is concerned, b'machal b'mishteu, so if you eat one sruta in the night, and you eat one suda in the day, now we'll soon see whether there is a chiyuv to eat sholish sudas in the Shabbos, and you can eat all the three sudas in the daytime. Not eat Friday night, eat one suda. Or there is a chiyuv to eat one suda in the night. So Taisa Shita is that you can be mekayem the mitzvah of sholish sudas by eating all the sudas, all the three sudas in the daytime. Not eating one suda in the night, but the Rambam Shita is to the contrary. The Rambam Shita is you must eat one suda at night. You cannot be mekayem the mitzvah of Kovid Veinek, of Mikro Kedesh, without by eating all the three sudas in the daytime. You must eat one suda in the night, and then one suda. The Rambam goes even a step further. And the Rambam Shita is that one suda must be in Shachris. Let's say, suppose someone will eat all the three sudas after Chatzis. So the Rambam Shita is that you have to eat one suda dafke in the night time and one suda shachris before Chatzis. So you have to eat. That's the Rambam Shita. So anyway, so the mitzvah, apparently the basic Shita is that the mitzvah of Mikro Kedesh, Kacheyo B'machal B'mishteh, if you eat one suda in the night and another suda in the day, now the two sudas, so you're making the halacha of mikdash. But there is another chiyuv of sholishulis that is deduced from the number of times that the chlu alein is mentioned in the seder of bishalach. So the ikakel Shabbos consists of two sulis. This is what thesis means. That's the reason as to why many rishonim say that sulis is you can eat peiros. Why? Because the mikro kadesh can be mikayin by two sulis. So there you have to have pas. But then there is another aloha, there's the droshe of the ruayin, sholis sulis. So that you can be mikayin even with peiros. But the Shabbos is a Rambam in the country. Uv v'kidushe v'ochel nafkiseu mashal olim akbar shu v'shabes sholeach v'neir kipur v'nifes haynu mishum sh'yuchlu la'atzis l'mocho sholim shudet oish shalom gos mocho sholim shudet. So that states as she appears, that is a shift is that you can mikai the meat of sholim shudet by eating all the three shudets at the daytime, not one in the night. But the Rambam in the city is to the country. Oishem v'yuchlu la'achel v'mochim sh'yuchlu shomneir v'inyay. So the Rambam will explain it. Like the second Russian verses. Now the Russian Rambam is Rambam Perek, Rambam Perek, Shabbos, Allah HaTeses. Chai Vodom Lechel, Sholi Shulis Bishabbos. Achas Arvis, V'achas Shachris, V'achas Gimion. So the Shabbos Rambam means that there are zmanim for each Sule. One Sule must be eaten the night time, and one Sule must be eaten before Chatzelus, Shachris. And one Sule must be eaten Dafke Lachris. Dafke Lachris. All right, now, there's very little time left. I want to go over to the next piece of the morning. All right. Rabbi Chanoma, Haki the Yayin Am Yotzu. So while Rav and Shmuel both agree that he the Yayin Am Yotzu, because Shinu Mokin requires a new broche, so Rabbi Chanoma says, no, Shinu Mokin does not require a new broche. Rabbi Chanoma, Haki the Yayin Am Yotzu. What's Rabbi Chanoma tell you? No, but Rabbi Chanoma, Rabbi Chanoma, Rabbi Chanoma, Rabbi Chanoma, Echot Shinu Yayin, Echot Shinu Mokin, In Tzorich Levok, so I have Jinayim, I have Jinayim, so in Tzorich Levok. What does it mean, Jinayim? Jinayim means, let's say, you made a broch of beer for that coffin, and one type of wine. Then another type of wine was broch. So he doesn't have to make a new broch of beer for that coffin. But if another type of wine is broch, yes, especially if it is a superior type of wine, so then he has to say Ativa Meiti. If he's not by himself, if there are other people with him, so then he has to say Ativa Meiti. But as far as Bir Priya Gofen, so Shinu Yayin doesn't require that the Bir Priya Gofen should be recited again. And Shinu Mokim, according to Rabbi Yechanan, does not require the Bir Priya Gofen again. Means Shinu Mokim Tzor Levorich, Shinu Yayin Tzor Levorich, Rabbi Yechanan, to you. Yosef Rafid Barov Kamil Rafide, Yosef Rafid Komash Mir Abune, Hodi Amre, Shinu Mokim Tzorch Levorich, Loi Shanu Bais Lebais, Avu Mokim Mokim Loi. So the same motion that Gimora said in connection to Kirshom Mokim Sude, but where is in connection to Kirshom Mokim Sude? So it doesn't remain the Maskana right there. Because Omolu Rabon Batach Lebezin and Sagin Arikam Mekam Yishmuel, Vino Chizmikele Arim Odom Mekam. So it doesn't remain Maskana, but in connection with Shinu Mokim, with Aviyayim, so there it remains like that. It remains like that. What am I should mock for more? We shall advise by it. I will mock him, mock him. And the reef, just as he has another deal, say, that to follow from an hour, instead I will mock him, mock him, the fat base away. So his deal is, I will be pinned with pinned up the fat base away. So here too, his deal is, he has another deal, say. He says, the common should be abune, what am I should mock him for the water? We shall advise the bites. I will be pinned with pinned away. So that means, so if we are given, it's like Rashi, Rashbam, like Tesis, so it means Shinu Mokim Tzor Levorich, Shinu Bais Lebais, Avon Mokim with Mokim Loi, so that means from one in the same building, one woman and another, so it's all right. But if we are given, like the Reed, Avon Pino Pino Loi, so that means in the same room it's all right. But But if it's in the same building, not in the same room, it's not a right contrary. Om Ravine Barabi Norad Yon with Masnite de Ravine, Yam with Masnite de Ravine, Kabos, Bel Rabune Masnite, Kamashmon. So I say, why does Rabune have to tell us the same? Why does Rabune have to tell us? Rabune Masnite Roishmele. Visu Yosef Afrid, the Bikoba Mishmele Nafshay, Hot the Amri Chilmok, and Sogli Vore, Loya Moron, or with Wong Shinto Nibor Lachin in Cayman. I was wrong to Nibor Lachin in Cayman, in Zorich Vore, my time will give a Kami order. Now there are several shittes. What is considered tuna brochel achreim mikim? One thing, according to all the shittes, is considered tuna brochel achreim mikim. If you wash and you eat, pass. So then everybody agrees that that's tuna brochel achreim mikim. There is no shite. In other words, when you wash to eat, pass. You make a meitzi, so then you, when you bench, you have to bench. You have to bench in the place where you ate. And even if you walked away, and it's a tirche for you to come back to the place where you ate, you are mechuyev to be matriach yourself and come back to the place where you ate and bench. So pas, mamish, certainly requires brocha b'kim. But is pas the only thing that requires brocha b'kim? So there are a few rishonim who say that pas is the only thing that requires brocha b'kim. But anything other than pas mamish does not require brocha b'kim. In other words, even cake, the 5 minim of grain, so do not require, according to some rishonim, do not require brocha b'kim. If you ate a piece of cake here and then you walked away, you don't have to come back, according to many rishonim. You don't have to come back and say our michyo in the place where you ate it. Only pas mamish. Then the rishonim say that even anything. Any of the five minim, so requires brocha b'kim. But anything other than the 5 minim, even the 7 minim that require a brocha achas min sholish, like wine and grapes and dates and figs and so on, so do not require brocha b'kim. And then the shita of the Rashbam, is here that anything that requires a brocha achas min sholish requires brocha b'kim. That means the 5 minim of grain, or figs, or wine, So, anything that requires a brocha achreim or brocha achas mishosh. So, what does not require brocha b'kim on? Let's say water or any mashke or any food that on which you have to say b'kim b'foshes, not brocha achas mishosh. All right. So, whatever requires brocha. So Rav Chisda said, Yosef Rav Chisda will come to Nashe. What the Amrit Shem Mok in Tzor Lidore? Lo Yamor Lidore Vom Shem Tunim Brocha Lachim in Kemon. Abo Dvore Ma Tunim Brocha Lachim in Kemon in Tzor Lidore. My time will give a Kame Hod. So in other words, so he says, when do we say the Shem Mok in Tzor Lidore? That is, let's say, you drank a glass of tea in one place. You made a Brocha of Shara. Then you walked away to another place. And you want to drink a glass of tea again? So, it is so revolting. You have to say shahakel again. Why? Because drinking of tea certainly does not require brocha b'kim. So, you do not have to go back to the original place and say b'er nefoshes. So, you can say b'er nefoshes in the new place. So, memela, since you're not expected, you're not required al pidin to come back to the place where you drank the tea, or you ate an apple. So, memela, that's considered as a full akira. So, as a full akira from the original place. So, it's considered a shinumokin. Masha'in came, if you washed and you ate pas, and then, before you benched, you walked away some other place. And there, you also want to eat pas. So, you can eat a piece of pas in that place. Another place. Why? Because you are expected to come back again. So the akira did not constitute an actual, a real shinumoke, because you just left for a moment. You are mechuyev al pidin to come back to this place. So even if he doesn't come back, so that means he acted negatively. So mimele, the akira is only an akira. It's not a shinumoke.
Sheikin Bochel Achayim Bikinah.
So then he saw the void. So what does it mean, saw the void? So the Shite of the Rif and the Rambam is that Tzorech Livorech means, Tzorech Livorech means two things. Tzorech Livorech Lemafreya, Brochel Lemafreya, and Tzorech Livorech Brochel Ahab. Lemafreya means, let's say, suppose, let's say you ate apples. That's according to everyone, Tony Brucho, and it's not Brucho Lachem Kenya. So if you ate apples here, and then you went to another place, and you want to eat more apples, so then, according to the Rif and the Rambam, so you have to say first the Birin Foshes, and the apples you ate here, and then you say Birin Prioritz, and the new apples they're going to eat. According to Tesves and the Rashbam and the Rosh, so, Dvorim Atunim Brochel Achreyim Bim Keimo, Dvorim Sheitunim Brochel Achreyim Bim Keimo, so it's all the Vorech Lahavo, but you don't have to say Birin Foshes. You just have to say, Birit creates again, and then you'll eat the new apples, and after that, when you'll be through, you'll say one Birit and the Foshes, and all the apples you ate in the original place, and the apples you ate in the second place. Now, where did the Rif and the Rambam get this aloche? That where it's all the brocho. So where Shin Mokim requires a brocho, so it requires a brocho le mafreya, and the brocho le habo. Not just brochel habo. That's from the next verse. May have brochel yemisubin, which days biokol agle. Lord says, "Lichas choshen, lichas kalo, kishen yetin to the brochel mafreya, kishen chesrin to the brochel chatchila." But maybe I'm looking at Hashem's okay. So that means that there was no shinumake, because they left a sick person there. So obviously, it was evident, it was apparent to everybody that they just left for a moment. And they are going to come back immediately. They wouldn't leave, I mean, a sick person by himself. So, So the okro has the connotation that it's only a temporary akira, not a real shinomok. So it's mashma michlau b'dvorim atumim brochel achreyim b'mkeim laskim. Let's say la pas, that certainly to the brochel achreyim came. They washed and they pass, so they have to come back. So there was no real shinomokim. There was only temporary akire for a moment, and they are the no probability they will return very soon. So the time maybe michushom zokin achreyim. So it's a kasha lechatchila. Omar anachem bayitzra, mantum akires, rebiud itanye, chavirim shenim sugim bochel agoyim v'nechum mitaknes kisam elbesh, kishayetzim itunim bochel mafreya, uchshen chayzim itunim bochel lechatchila, omar rebiud de, v'amed dvorim amurim. And here Rabbi Yehuda is chilut. It's not before. Here it's chilut because it's a price. So it's before. I mean chilut. It's not. I mean, so it's chilut. Not before. So it's chilut. Not before. V'amen dvorim amurim bizman shein yichushom mitzvah chaveh. Aval lo yein yichushom mitzvah chaveh. Kishen yeitzin tun brocho mafreya. Ukshen chesed tun brocho chatchila. So in other words, so may let that price called with Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, so and Rashchiste, he agrees with the Rabbonu Lachem. At the time, it's not something more to be more. At the time, it is more not to be brought to the Achreya, and it came. If she needs it to be brought to the Achreya, she needs it to be brought to the Achreya. I will go and she needs it to be brought to the Achreya, and after the Rabbonu she needs it. Through doing, brought to the Achreya, or she needs it to be brought to the Achreya. Later, then it is used to the Rabbi Eichanen, because Rabbi Eichanen says that in everything, whether it's to the Brocha, so ain't on the vote. So if I do you see the whole thing, maybe more now than you. Over at it. No, who are you that from this there is no thing? Who are you that is one shape to walk like a in came on now in the whole one? Well, if some of them are laying, will you be able to take it every day? One chicken walked in, came on. Time in the Holy Scabin, the Holy Scabin, he shaved it to the Brocham, yeah, who shamed Hazrin to the Brocham of the Hatfield. Time you come up in the Rafi, חברים שהיו יסורים משלישאי ואוכלו עליהם, וחוזרו יצריך לבואות. Now, so many swarim are not theirs, the tiny Kabosik Rashi. And apparently, the Rif and the Rambam were not theirs, the tiny Kabosik Rashi. Anyway, so we have in Machlokes here between Rachizde and Rachizde. According to Rachizde, so when we say Shinumok itself with Borech, Shinumok itself with Borech, that is Dafke Bidobo, Shetuno Brocho, Dobo, She'in Tuno Brocho Lachayim Bimkeimon. But Dobo, Shetuno Brocho Lachayim Bimkeimon, let's say Pass, that's, there is no controversy that Pass is certainly does not require, does require Brocho Lachayim Bimkeimon. So in regard to Pass, so according to Rav Chizde, he does not have to say another book. According to Rav Chizde. Now the Shaila is, what does it mean, according to Rav Chizde? He does not, b'dvorim shetuno, brocho l'achreyen, b'mkeimon, so he does not have to say another book. Let's say pass. So he does not have to say, let's say, he washed here, and he ate. Then he went to another place, another street. So, and there in the other place, so he also wants to eat, somebody invites him to eat pass in the other place. So according to Rav Chizde, he doesn't have to wash, he doesn't have to make a mitzvah. He just can continue to eat more pass, because he did not make any shinumokim, it was only an akire, a temporary akire for a moment. Now, so according to Rav Chizde, that he does not have to say a mitzvah again on the pass that he wants to eat there. So what does Rav Chizde mean? Rav Chizde means that if, let's say, he went to another place and then he came back, so he can continue eating the pass without making a mitzvah again. But suppose he wants to eat pass in the other place, there he has to say a mitzvah. Or, according to Rav Chizde, since it's dobo shetonu brocho lachreo b'mkeimon, so there was no shinumokin, just in the temple of Yakire, so in the other place he can eat pass without making the brocha on it. So most Rishayim say that according to Rav Chizde, so even if he doesn't come back, even before he comes back here, while he's still in the other place, he can continue eating pass without making another brocha on it. Since it's dvorim shetuno brocha lachayim b'mkeimon, so there was no shinumokin. He just walked out for a moment. So even while he's still there, he can continue eating pass without making the pass on it. But that's the shita of most Hashem, Rashbam and Tisves, and Rashi. So, I mean, that's the shita of most Hashem. And that's the shita of the Rambam also. The Raive, in his Asoges, and the Balamoyer here, he's, and the Ramban in Muhammad, he agrees with Raive. The Ramban and Muhammad, see, I'm sorry, they say that when does Rav Chizde say that the Dovah Shetonu Brochol Lachreo B'mkeimon, so he does not have to say Broche if he came back, but if he didn't come back, as long as he's there, so then he has to say another one. But most Rishayim say that even while he's there, before he came back, if it's Dvorim Shetonu Tuna Brocha Lachayim B'mkeimon, so he doesn't have to say, the Brocha again. Now, so in other words, so that's Rav Chizde. Rav Chizde says that even Dvorim Shetuna Brocha Lachayim B'mkeimon, so he still has to say another Brocha. Even after he comes back, he still has to say another Brocha. So that's Rav Chizde. How do we pass him? Do we pass him like Rav Chizde? Or we pass him like Rav Chizde? So if we are Geirus, Tanika Vasid Rav Chizde, so then we should pass like Rav Chizde. But many Svorim are not even Geres, Tanika Vasid Rav Chizde. There are some Svorim who are even Geres, Tanika Vasid Rav Yechanan. Well, that's it. That is a very difficult deal, because the Gemara said, Yudhi Rav Yechanan, all right? But there are many Svorim who are neither Geres, Tanika Vasid Rav Yechanan, nor Tanika Vasid Rav Chizde. Now, the Rif and the Rambam, so they pass like Rav Chizde. And the Mechaber passes like Rav Chizde, like the Rif and the Rambam. So that means, according to the Pesach of the Mechaber, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's Dobo, Shetom, Brocha Lachreo B'mkeimon, or not, whether it's water or apples or wine or figs or cake or bread. So in every situation, so if there is shinu mokein, so it's all the one. That's the psak. What chasheshes? That's the psak of the Rif and the Rambam and the Mechab. Now the Teisves and the Rashbam and the Rosh and the Rashbo, so they passed like Rafriz. And then, I mean, the idea is time to pass like Rafriz, so they have to pass like Rafriz. The Kesef Mishne says in the Rambam that even if the Rambam would be Geiris, Tanika was in Afrizde, so still he has Rayas that the Aloch is not like the Bryce. All right, I mean, but why should we say that he was Geiris when there are so many Svorim that do not have the Geirse of Tanika was in Afrizde? So the Rashbam and Teitzves and the Rosh, they are Geir and the Rashbo, they pass like Afrizde. They pass like Afrizde. Now, then there is a Machlekes. There is a machlekes rishonim again between the Rif and the Rambam and Teisves and Rosh. So and again the Mechaba passes like the Rif and the Rambam and the Ramo passes. Now I said so the Mechaba passes like Rav Sheshes, but the Ramo passes like Teisves and the Rosh, like Rav Chisde. There is a difference between Dvorim Shetun and Brocha Achim in Kenyon and Dvorim Shetun and Brocha Achim in Kenyon. But then there is another machlekes. The Rif and the Rambam, they say that where, let's say, it's only a brocho, where Shinu Mokeh requires a new brocho, so it's not only that Shinu Mokeh requires a new brocho la'abo, but it requires a new brocho, a brocho la'afreh. So in other words, if, let's say, I ate an apple, it doesn't make a difference what he ate. Let's say he washed and he ate pass, and then he went to another place. Now, according to Rav Sheshes, so of course, now the Rif and the Rambam pass like Rav Sheshes. So according to Rav Sheshes, so it requires a new brocho. So not only requires a new brocho, he has to wash again and make him etzi, but first he has to bench and then wash and make him etzi. But tasteless, now this tasteless here, we don't have the time to go over the tasteless, but this tasteless here said it. So he doesn't have to bench. And he doesn't have to bench according to Rav Sheshes that even by pass, so it's to the brocho, so it's only to the brocho lahavo, but it's not to the brocho lamafreya. So all he has to do, if he washed here and he ate pass here, then he went to another place and he wants to eat there and the other place, so he has to wash and make him eat, but he does not have to bench. Then when he benches, so to be chal and the achila here and achila, and let's say he ate an apple. So then, even according to Rav Chisde, if he goes to another place, he has to make another broche. So he does. So according to the Rif and the Rambam, he has to say Be'er Nefoshes and say Be'er Priorites. But according to Teisves and the Rosh and the Rashbo, he doesn't have to say Be'er Nefoshes. He just makes another broche of Be'er Priorites, and then after he's through, so he makes one Be'er Nefoshes and all the apples he ate. Now, the Raya of the Rif and the Rambam is from this Gemara. So tunim avo tamem va amudim shem nikhu shom zokim lekhile avo lo yim nikhu shom lo zokim lekhile ki she yei tzim tunim brach le mafreya. So it's called out tunim brach le mafreya. So what does Teisves do with this raya? So Teisves here says that here since they went out the kraskos le kraskalo and who knows how long they'll be detained. So maybe now there is a loche that if somebody ate and then it was already digested, he's hungry again, the number of hours intervened, elapsed, and he's already hungry again, so he cannot bench anymore. Because if he's hungry again, so that means that the diet that it was digested, the food was already digested, so he cannot bench. So Teisa says, the pshat here in the price, b'medro ha'amurim she'in nifusim zokim chela, ro'in nifusim zokim chela, kishin reitzim tunim brochal imafreya. Since they went out to meet the chosin and the kale, who knows how long they'll be involved in dancing. So then, by the time they come back, so they will be hungry again, and the food will have been digested. So because of that, on the chatchile, when they walk out, they have chosen the kale, so they have to bench. They have to say, they have to say bracha achreine. They have to bench. But suppose they didn't bench, and then they came back, so they don't have to bench, because if they came, by the time when they come back, they're not hungry. So then they don't have to bench. They just keep on eating. According to this. Anyway, so the Mechaba passes like the Rif and the Rambam, that wherever a brochel acheo is required, so then it requires, so it requires a brochel mafreya and the brochel hado, and the Ramo passes like Teisves and the Rosh, that even where a brochel is required, where Shimon Mokim does require a broche, so it's only broche lehavo, but not a broche limachreya. This is exactly the point. Now, Tor Rabon, nechavuro shoyim misubim v'kidish alayim alayim, mivim v'kishom yayim, ve'im v'rolo v'dushas alayim, v'sheim v'im v'rolo v'dushas alayim, v'im v'rolo v'dushas alayim, so it's a real situation. Now we have two pyosoyes, here in this vice. One pyosoy is the pyosoy we have. So, case Rishim, so he says v'dushas alayim, and the v'kishayim he says v'dushas alayim. God of Yosef is that case Rishim's before Kirchas Hamozeh and Kishayim in Kiddush Hayom. Now God of Yosef, you understand? Because Rabbi Yehuda Lishito said that he has to be in Kiddush Hayom. So in other words, he has to terminate this Sudeh and then begin a new Sudeh. So how do you terminate the Sudeh? You are involved in Kirchas Hamozeh. So case Rishim, that's the sheet of the Rishim, what there is, case Rishim involved in Kirchas Hamozeh. So, but and then Kishayim in Kiddush. The Yosef that we have, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, so you have to be in Kiddush Hayom, you have to turn this way. So why do you, because Rishim is in the Kiddush Hayom, so they explain it, because if he doesn't make Kiddush, he will not be allowed, let's say, suppose he'll be involved with a Muslim on the first course. So then he'll not be allowed to drink the course, because before you make Kiddush, since he became a clear in Kiddush, you're not allowed to drink. So because of that, you have to use the first course for Kiddush. And then the second cause, because I'm not. Divra Divra Bisa in a way for Leila Hachatech. Gongu, his wish in law with Samoze, Vashin and Mosh Kayen, Amai, you will do Tabai of Holocaust. On one cause, why do they have to use two cases? Om Rabuna Matashes, and in English, Tushes Artisa. My time of Ramah Mayitro, the Vishenesim, which is Kulas Kulas. And that's the reason why we have a separate cause for Eresim and a separate cause for Nisun. Viroi Vatanya Amichas Kudesim Tzoy Shabbos Vivoi Chayayim Vahamoyah Vahapsomim. That's in accordance with Bishama. Vahakach Himir Abdullah Akein Yisrimimim Kisechot Mamlich Elach Hamozim Yumshal Shulim Kulom Lachot. So he uses the same cause for Abdullah. So for Abdullah and Birkas Hamozim. So the more answers in Lisham. Vio Yomtev Shechalim Yisachara Shabbos The Islay. So it's not anonymous. The Omarav, Vomarav Yakneha, Yain Kibish Neavol. Amre, Lido Yomazman, Michlau, the Mishlish of Pesachaskin. The whole might have a Yoch. Lay, the lesson. So, in other words, the Haman of the Gemara was this reference to the first night of Pesach. First night of Pesach, there are no poor people first night of Pesach. So, first night of Pesach, so everyone has one. Because we give him wine from the Tamche. So we may went still, it says, Yachniah, from the Moristerities, Amen, Lomas Mamich, all the Shmishal Pesach, asking him, the Chomai Dahav, the Yochalei, the Lesley, so in other words, he's an honest boy, he doesn't have two cases. But in Achnamu, where he has two cases available, he's not allowed to use the same course on two things, because of an AC meets his Chuskris. For Yom Tefrish, in Yisrael, Yom Abai, Yain Kibishmir Abdorim, ורוב רומא יין קידוש נראה דולה זמן. So, אלא הדולה וקידוש חודם מילצי. Because הדולה וקידוש is חודם מילצי, why it's the same קימה מילצי. It's the same קימה מילצי of mentioning and emphasizing the קידוש הסיים of Shabbos. בכניסו סיים מילצי עושה. So, ממילא את ההלוך איך, אם איזה מילצי חודם מילצי חודם דפלי, because המוזה וקידוש, אין לי לניו. It's two separate mitzvahs, separate things. So mila d'aloche of an is mitzvah chulas chulas applies. Now the next year, so we'll start kufzayin on the dalit, the second line from then on. I'm sorry that I have to keep some, but I couldn't help it. But after you've eaten everything else, so then you need the kompesach. So the kompesach is the last thing that you eat. So aseva doesn't mean that you feel like awesome. Aseva, sometimes you are already sobeya, but when you eat a little more, you enjoy it. So that's called aseva. But suppose you are so full that you don't even enjoy it, then you're not even the kind of mitzvah. That's called nachil gaso. So he doesn't tell me shalachil. So this is what Rashi says. This is what Rashbam says. V'nei nabed mishum pesach hikel v'nei chashlachil gaso.
And you cannot say that by kompesach there is no halacha of achilat asach. Achilat asach is no chisor, because kompesach the halacha is nechal aseiva. That you cannot say. The other half is nechal aseiva. Achilat asach mi'eina. Achilat asach mi'eina achilo. Will be kochim magim lechashem. True, al aseiva, you don't... You eat the kompesach when you are already in soveya, but you still can enjoy the kompesach. Masheike, if it's nachila gaso, that's not laseiva. So he could mention kompesach. Why does he mention matzeh? Why does he more than emphasize matzeh? Elo, mishim gabi lechem abachilos gaso bachilo meetes. Look at matzeh. In other words, because ligabi lechem, ligabi matzeh, so even if you eat a little, so you become so satisfied that when you eat it, the lechem after it, so you don't enjoy it altogether. Masheiki ligabi boso, so it takes a lot of food. You have to eat a lot in order that you shouldn't enjoy the boso that you eat after. Iname the busekom. So Rashi was bothered, why was it marich so much? Because he was bothered by Kashi. Why does he want to say that if it is somakun echatanikna, so the whole purpose of the Takon is Mishum Matzeh, why couldn't Gemara say that the purpose is also Mishum Pesach, but not Mishum Akolos Pesach, but Mishum Achilas Pesach? So I found these two topics. One is because in Achanam, that it can be Mishum Pesach also, but as far as Pesach is concerned, so if you eat Achila Muetes, so Achila Muetes should be Mutar, because Achila Muetes will not make the achilas haPesach after that and achilas gaso. Masheikin without matzah, so even achilas metes will make the achilas matzah into achilas gaso. And then, in other words, if Gemara had mentioned matzah, I mean Pesach, so then I would say only to eat a lot should be osea, but to eat a little should be muta. But because of matzah, even to eat a little is osea. And then he says another time, if it had been because Machilas Pesach, so it would only apply to Zman HaBayis when there is a Pesach. But now Zman HaZeh not. But because of Matzeh, it applies even to Zman HaZeh. All right. Now Rashi doesn't, even though the Gemara uses the Lashon Achilo Gaso, but From Rashi, it's mashma, and Mishematzah sheyikones lo kushuta agvo. So it's mashma not as the Rashbam explains it, because maybe as a result of eating the Erev Pesach, so he'll be so full that he will not enjoy the Achilas Matzah altogether, so he'll not be the kind of mitzvah. But from Rashi, it's mashma too, we're not cheshesh, that he will be so full if he eats Erev Pesach that he will not enjoy it. But he will not eat with an appetite, so it will not be mitzvah min amufra. But he will still be mekayim mitzvah. But so achilat gaso doesn't mean according to Rashi mamish achilat gaso. According to Rashbam and Pesach, it means mamish achilat gaso. But according to Rashi, apparently, it doesn't mean mamish achilat gaso. It means he will not enjoy it so much, but he will still enjoy it. So in mitzvah will be mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzo, but it will not be mitzvah min amufra. All right. Omar Abine, Tosh, Afim Adim is Amelech, Shu Rogi Leecheinu, Bitesha Shoyes, Eise Ayeim Lo Yeicha, Ache Tersh. So even Adim is Amelech, who was accustomed to eat every day very late in the day, Bitesha Shoyes, so in other words, he was accustomed, Bitesha Shoyes means the ninth hour, it doesn't mean the after the 9 hours, but it means in the ninth hour. So let's say, when does the ninth hour begin? At 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So if I give him, who never ate his breakfast before 2 o'clock, so Erev Pesach is not allowed to eat after Shabbat. Is not allowed to eat Erev Pesach after 2. Why? so i amme beschleim so mo khoy mir khay tame tam hayme de buse da gribes so that we can understand elo yamre so mo khoy mir khay beilet na mai de buse da gribes na la tsi da shba a gibe pe sam da na la kosha mi mal ka chno yo amme de tsi tsvein zo mo khoy rut Glory khlachotes vi buse da gribes kleima Heide de Busse, die tolle Preise auf die Bakke. Die Affen gaben da Dalli Rocha. Usmani Surei, Moimata, Akate, Bishochi. Because where is this money, sir, of it? After 9 hours, that means at 3 o'clock in the next day. So, and that Gripes never ate his breakfast before 2. So, he started to eat his breakfast after 2. And Agrippus' breakfast did not continue just for 2 minutes. So anyway, but when did Agrippus start his meal? Before 3 o'clock. So there is a chiddush, because we could say, when is this man? He's at 3 o'clock. And Agrippus, let's say, he sits down at a table. If he wants to sit down at a table at a Pesach to eat at 2:30, so it's not 3 o'clock yet. So we shouldn't eat there. So that's the chiddush. He like the Pesach Melech, we shouldn't eat. Because in all probability, actually Pesach Melech will not be finished with his meal. By the way, so he'll have to continue eating if Merkel. So Mele is also to start the meal even before 3, because in all probability it will continue after 3. So that's the chiddush. Because we could argue, right now it's only 2:30. Why shouldn't he start a meal? So there's a chiddush. So he amret. So he says, if the busid argument, when I hang the busid, the price, I feel like it. The alagam that I will have, whose man is sure no imota, a kate bisho cheese, at 2 o'clock. So when it's breakfast time begins, so his man is sure did not begin yet, his man is sure is at 3. Abba Achatisho, at 3 to be the Manisa. Abba Ochlicho, we should be Moshe for Yatz Manisa. Vilisane, so the Chilish is, Vilisane Loicho. So what does it mean? Now, Agrippus never started to eat before 2. So Erev Pesach, when he wants to eat after 2, he tell him no. So what does it mean? He'll have to fast the whole day. All right, so after fast. So that's the Chilish. Elo Yamu. Elo Yamu, so we will have David now. So when is some of the day at 12 noon? So why am I putting that Agrippus? So holy surely core. So he became Osir before the time of his breakfast. So what kind of a chiddush is it? Elo, some of the chitamik. So say my putting Agrippus. Well, what is my sword? So in other words, and even though he started the meal before 3, but since it was known that the meal continued for some time, and it will, in all probability, continue after 3, so maybe it's like starting after 3. What difference does it make? Whether you start after 3, or you start just before 3, and it's going to continue after 3, we know it's going to continue after 3. So what kind of a chiddush is it, even if we say, you have time now? So the Moran says, how will it aim it? Tisha shoyis lagu kripes, ki avo shoyis dam dame, komash. Because we could say, now, when does, in other words, an ordinary person who eats in the morning, so if he's going to eat in the afternoon, after 3 o'clock, so then he'll be so full and so satisfied that the mad achilas matzeh will be an achilas gase, he won't enjoy it. But here can I do this. Who doesn't eat until 3 o'clock, until 2 o'clock, he doesn't eat. So even if he will eat after 2 and after 3, so that will not take away his appetite, because he will not be full. So he should be allowed. So come on. Come on, come on, come on. All right. Save. Mas o busca da gripe, só mostra o livro de sul, é aquele jeito que você não sei, da primeira vez ele come, e a pessoa que será feita, a ver espírito, e o machado de rapsic, na acha que isso não é reio, e reter, roca nele de você, e me cobre das quem, ou e aí, como diz a chorins, chegou a se doce, e disse, mas o sul,
וכמסחיל, because here we know that it will continue. וכמסחיל לאכל אחר זמן איסור אידון. ויוס, מה הוא תהיה מתוי את האחיר את גאו ולידון דומה? יחיד אם הוא לא מודלך ולידון דומה, גאו ושויס ולידון דומה. וייך הוא גם הוא מסחיל דום, גם הוא כמסינו, שייך הוא מדל שויס ולידי. ויהיו כאחול בקטר ומות את זמן איסור אי, מי שכל לאכל מתחול הסטס, אבל כשל מושב דוס אל החטס, כמה שהוא דוס על האחר. אבל יעבינון, סומך ומיוחדי אולי כתבו זה כלל, אבל שייך הוא ניצנע כאילו, יחיד מטיימת, משמדו באושר ונימו אל פסח, ולא יהיו שמחיל את כעסה, ומעצה לכלומים הרוח הבא ותאים את זה להכיר יאו ידון עליי. סמין לי בכל תלת מה. רק שבשבא מוסבדו בי סרטים קש. ווי דז גימור אסי, ווי גימור אסי, so, just as גימור אסי is now, that מהו ותאים, things that show is like the scalp that show is the dumb dumb so now the more I could say maybe some of them are there but then you ask what's the chidesh is the same kind of chidesh because maybe things that show is like the scalp that show is the dumb so he gives a very simple target he says that's only shy to say things that show is like the scalp that show if the purpose of the takoni is to prevent to prevent Sviye by the person. So you could say someone like Agrippus who doesn't eat up till late, so that will not make him surveyor. That will not make him surveyor. Just as eating breakfast without a choice with it on doesn't make a surveyor. But if we say someone, so then it's not because he'll become surveyor and he will not enjoy the food that he eats afterwards. But because he'll be occupied with eating. And Mimele, he'll neglect that Chobas from Pesach, so Adarabe. I mean, so because Agrippus doesn't eat until it's late, so he'll be more hungry, so he'll be more occupied with eating. So there is a greater possibility that he'll neglect that Chobas from Pesach. All right. Omar Abiesi, I will not be who will be minitagim. So what is minitagim mean? Minitagim, so Peter is supposed to be left. So what do you say, minitagim? She called my home on the table, it's that nothing. The meat talks, in other words, it's only also how to eat matzah ashir. As this is for example, put it out at the beginning of the day. But Peter and Bosso, you're allowed to. The meat talks, matzah be rot. Again, Madhu Birokit means he ate yet, but their achille was always, they always dipped, whatever they ate, so they dipped it in a certain mash. So it means, Rabbi Yitzchok ate Yerokis, Erev Pesach, even after Shoah says, after Tisha Shoah. Tainan Hoche, Hashamosh Madhu B'nei V'neitzlon V'nei Yor, So, קוראים לה, בבני מאיים שבהם יש המשחות לנדסיונטת, וגם מיצחו וכיורכים אמורים יחד על הפסח, כדי שייכו מצו פסח לטוב. So, it's only also here to eat pas, but what kind of pas? Not ממש מצה, because that is also a whole day, or after חצייץ, וכל הפוחס, מחוד הרשני, but it's also here even before תשע שעות. So, it's only מצה עשיר. So matzah ashir you're not allowed, but let's say peiros, yerokes, and boso, you're allowed. And on the contrary, so hashamish madu me'ayim v'neisot ne'orchim, and that far from taking away the appetite, so it will provoke the appetite. How do we know that it will provoke the appetite? Ramo pishchay u'dobo zechay u'dobo shenema miru chemir v'altiz v'altiz. So, ואחר כי שראינו דוב לאחיר ומשחס אחיר, זה יכול דוב הישתם, יחסיב מיר ולחמיר, הם אומרים לנו בדוגמו שחיש לסקר כדי לקבל לסעזרי, ומן החרושה אם יקבל לסעזרי, אף עוד אומר איך הדבור שמזמין לסעודו, פייסחים למעיים, אחיר ונעיצון, זה יתפבור דרך, אני אמר מה אחר שעשו דחקים איתו, כך מרבין האישי כזו, ויקו. So in other words, so we see from this gemore, From the Rashbam, we see that there is a mitzvah in Amufreya to eat the matzah with the oven. Even though it's not a question of achilat asa mamish,
of enjoying it or not enjoying it. He's going to enjoy it, but he can enjoy it more with more appetite and less appetite. So it's a mitzvah mufcher to eat it with more appetite. So here too, so the daf to be eat these things, erev Pesach, in order to provoke the appetite. So then they'll enjoy the achilas matzah Pesach night more. So what? So that will be a mitzvah mufcher. And because of that, Rashi did not understand, did not explain the achilas gasa in the usual sense of achilas gasa, but in the sense, not with so much, he wouldn't enjoy it so much. כך נראה, ואין אשר בזו ביחו, אבל רבי שלא יבסקי מפי השוקי ונמי, הוי הוא גרוסו ביסו לי אוכל לך ונמי, מה שדרך השם השל אחד, רשו אילו אססקי, מן המינכו למעלו, והוי הוא גרוסו בהם, מצער עלי, אילו יוכל, ויוכל לא מסביר לי. So Rashi has, now let's see the Rashi. Rashi says here, אבל יוכל אודום, ליטבי נולכם מתקבלים הפרס, ואי נוקח את מגלו שמחו אמיתית, וירוקר יריך ולירק נעמיד חולמי ראשי מסביר. ממאי, הוי ובוס וביסודו, יוכל ולכם ממאי, מה שדרך השם ראש ולכם, השוי אל אססקי, מנעמיד חולמי לו, יוהוי ובוס ובן, מצא יורי, אילו יוכל, ויוכל ומסר. So Rashi says the reason why the waiter is allowed to eat in Nemai is because since he's also he works, I mean he keeps on serving, so if he will not eat of the Nemai, so then he'll feel aggravated. And if he does eat, he will not become full. So the question is this, is it a halacha that applies only to a waiter or it applies to everyone? So if it applies to every person, so why does Rashi emphasize the fact that Hoyu Biosik Ben, Mitzayale, Ilo Yochel, Biochel Misabalem? It applies to every person, so even without the Tam of Tzah. And also, and to say that it only applies to a waiter, not to every other person, but that's not so. Only Matzashiro is also there. But Minitagimo, and why should Mimari be different than Minitagimo? So it's moot there. So what is Rashi? Now, the Rambam mentions if you reform the Chachom to Mato, this Alokhe, Chachomim Oshu Chachomim Lechel Mato Berel HaPesach and Shiyyeta Lachel Oshu Berel. That's the Yisrael of Matzo, Matzo Mamish. So that's Erev Pesach is also. And Mish Ochel Matzo Berev Pesach, Matzo Malaz is Nafto, Bechino So Lechel Erev HaPesach, Mekina Amincho Kimat, Kide Shikonis Lachilas Matzo Bitab. Tavo! So the Rambam also emphasizes, like Rashi, Kide Shikonis Lachilas Matzo Bitab. In other words, it's not Achilas Matzo, in Mamish Gassah. אבל איכלו ביעד פרס ירוקית, ומלימה לתפייס מהם. וחכום עם אורי שם לי, הוא ימרגיד בן עצמו, ערב הפסח, כדי לאכל מצו ותאבו, ויהיו מיטלס פרס ירוקית. So the Rambam mentions, אבל איכל פרס ירוקית, ומלימה לתפייס מהם. But too much now. So in other words, and that's mentioned שחולו לחוף. So, מצו עשירו, יונת הלאוזי, אפתר שורו, after Pesha Shoyes, even a little bit. But Minitagimo, Yerokes, Peres, Bosa, all these things, so a little bit you're allowed to eat. But to eat a lot, you're not. Because if you eat a lot, so then it will take away your appetite. In Simon Topainale, because Pesach, also Leachel pass Mishua Asiris with Milo, Tishiyeh Matzah with Job. So that means pass, it means Matzah Shir, because Matzah Mubo, so it's also a whole day. Avo, whole day, or from this man of these comments. Avo Leichel Miat Perei, so you rock it. Avo Imali Kreisim. Vim Hispene, Shafi Leichel Miat Magic Bakalose, it's Now, so apparently, Rashi agrees with the Shimon. Rashi agrees with the Shimon that even Boso, so to be Malik Chayis in the Enah, only little bit, only Dabar Mu'et. Vashem came by waiter, so by waiter he's allowed to eat more than a little bit. So the Rashi explains it. Why? Because he says, because he's a Hul Bosik man. I mean, this is a fact. I mean, when a person is very active, so then he has a bigger appetite. But if he's lazy, he doesn't do anything, so then he doesn't have an appetite. So maybe the waiter, who will be hostile by him? So on one hand, so you can't limit him only to a little bit of the denial, because he has a bigger appetite, and he'll feel pain, he'll be aggravated. If you just give him a little bit, and biochil and dibrifil eats a bit of it, so will Yisavalei, because he's a waiter, he's active, he's working, so he will not become satisfied, even if he eats a lot. So this is, in other words, this in regard to matzah shiro, so it doesn't matter how much he eats, he's not allowed to eat. But in regard to Peres and Bosor and Dogin, Yerokes, these things, so that it varies from people to people. So by waiter is allowed to eat even in Dogon Ru. What I have a shot of Hamble, Kulam Alan, even in this Geicha, the Mikra, the Olive, the Neicho Matze, the Olive. So Robe was Makti, Tafke, the Greek wine, I think. Why? In order to provoke his appetite. So then he will eat matzah more with you. Omar Obe, you know I'm in about the Hamlet Mikhegon? So in other words, so Obe felt that drinking of wine provokes appetite. Not it doesn't take away, but it provokes. It now, when I can salow in so between the first course and the second course, so if he wants to drink wine, he's allowed. But between the third and the fourth, not. So between the first and the second, he's allowed to drink. We have that nisetzoi, that it satisfies him. And so am I ishtel ka'ochel matzo achilagasso. So it will take away his appetite. And we shmamino mitregor, the drinking of wine provokes appetite, not that it takes away it. Rafshetches am yosi vitamise. So he fasted every year of Pesach. Namely, Kosova Rav Sheishes, Somu Chumim Chedelet Na, Umishim Pisrael, Umishim Pisrael. Dilme Nimshe Rav Yosef Linuye Nirmelet Pisrael, Bet Pisrael. So in other words, that Rav Sheishes holds that when Mishne says Somu Chumim Cho, so it means Somu Chumim Chedelet. And the time is because of that course called Pesach. Now, we pass like the Rabbonon of Bebeseir, that the Kom Pesach is only, can only be called after Hatzeir. But Bebeseir says that the Eved, the Kom Pesach, can be called even before Hatzeir, the whole day, Erev Pesach. That's Bebeseir Shifu. Said that the Kom Pesach can be called, the Eved, it's kosher, even before Hatzeir. So, according to Ben Seir, that the Kom Pesach can be called even before Chatzeis, so the mail at the same time that the Mishnah mentions regarding eating after Chatzeis. So, according to Ben Seir, it should apply even before Chatzeis. And Rav Sheishes agreed with Ben Seir. So that's why he didn't eat the whole Erev Pesach. We saw the code of Rav Meishe, Omer Rav Leza Machshe, Omer Rav Seir, Ben Pesach, Sheshoch Teishachis, Ba'aboso, Rishmoy, Umitzatche, Zman Pisrael, so the Kuyei Nochot with Pisrael, the Soba, Ben Arbaim, Ben Erebe, Esmei, Le Erebe, so that the Pshat, the Pshira says, that Ben Arbaim means between the two nights, the night, the previous night, so when did it end? The Tamil HaShachar of Erev Pesach, and the Shkiyas HaChamo of Erev Pesach, so the whole day is Kosher HaKom as a Pesach. Some in the according to the Messiah, it should be Osir. It should be Osir. If we say that a little bit down, it's Osir after Chatzeis, because human beings.